This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
There you go.
You so many things happened in this game.
So much.
So, like, you know, when you start off the game, home run, and they say that's only the fifth time in the history of the Giants that that's happened, that's pretty insane.
Like on the road, right? That's what it is. Yeah, to start a road game.
That's pretty insane.
It is.
That's pretty insane.
Time ever. I know.
No, I mean, they've been a team since like 1875. That is kind of insane. You know, like, so that's just crazy in itself. And for Ramos, of all people, to hit the home run to start the game and then be involved in another home run situation on the other end. I thought that was a home run that Bogaerts hit. They said that it was, you know, fan obstruction. I don't even know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I don't even know, but I thought he had a clear play on it. It looked like it went through his glove. But I understand that, like, the fan was kind of obstructing him to a degree. But I'm also a guy that's making plays near trees myself when I'm playing ball, even though it's not the majors.
There's the drop.
So I mean, who knows? Who freaking knows?
Well, you said it right there. That by definition is obstruction because the fan reached over and kind of blocked his eyes and his vision. So, like, that by itself is obstruction. Even though he didn't touch the ball, he was reaching over. And once you reach over into the stands, all bets are off as far as I'm concerned, because you could have hit the ball or you got in his way in his vision.
I think the fan, like, went over in, like down into the field of play. Like up and over is one thing. Like to me, like if you're up and over, I sound insane. No, well, but like if you're up and over, I didn't think it was that bad. I didn't think the fans were egregiously in the wrong.
In fairness, had the fan not been there, there's a high likelihood that Ramos did what he did anyways.
And it would have been a home run off of his glove, exactly. Jose Canseco style. Right? So I don't know. I don't know. But I thought that whole play was, it was one of those, I don't know. I mean, I legitimately don't know if it was a home run or not.
I mean, it was the Elliot Ramos day, right? And I referenced it. You know, the article was released. Columnist for the San Francisco Chronicle, Scott Osler. We all know him. We've had him on the station many a times. And he had a one-on-one with Ramos. And Ramos, you know, the quote was, and we all got leaked. And all we all saw it late afternoon yesterday before the game. This is the quote. Outside people don't know anything. That's the type of person he is when talking about Bob Melvin. That doesn't mean that he's not a great manager. When we're winning, everybody was on our side. Now, it's like all the fans are against us and all that. I don't get it. We're here and we know what's going on. We know what we're feeling. We know what we're working for, but fans are going to be fans. We can't do nothing about it. Again, that was Elliot Ramos defending Bob Melvin and the Giants amidst this horrible stretch of baseball, worst stretch of baseball he's seen in quite some time with this club. And he told that to Scott Osler, the San Francisco Chronicle. And that was, you know, the big bugaboo before the game. It's like, Elliot Ramos, he's calling out the fans? What? When you saw those comments, Joe, what did you think?
Well, a variety of things. And number one, you know, I just came from a party with a bunch of people, you know, in my wife's side of the family that have dual citizenship in the Philippines. And sometimes there are things that they are trying to say. They have good English, you know what I mean, for the most part, but there are certain things that they're trying to say in her family, some of her aunties who are in their late 80s. And maybe it just gets received or said in a way that they don't interpret or mean to be said that way. And I just know that Elliot, who can speak pretty good English, I didn't know the context of the conversation that he was having from the article and how it was extracted. Was it on face value? Was he trying to say something, whether it be a guy who, or a person or a woman who understands, you know, who's born in this country and fluently can speak English, or was it interpreted in a wrong way? That was my initial impression. Okay. And I think people get cringe when you just even bring that up. And it's like, no. Like, I recognize this with my wife's family, where there are things that they're saying that they don't mean it to come out the way that it comes out, and it lands in my lap in a way, or it lands in their lap in a way that they interpret in a different way. So that was the first thing I thought of, okay? And I think that's just being culturally aware. Like not everyone has perfect grammar. Doesn't matter if you're born in this country or not. And sometimes you're defending someone without trying to criticize someone else. So in this circumstance, I thought Elliot was trying to have his manager's back. I don't think he was coming at the fans. And I also think, like, fans, and I do want to say this PSA to Giants fans.
Oh.
Elliot Ramos, that's who we're going to come down the road of? Really? This whole year? And look, Elliot has made a lot of mistakes on the field. Elliot Ramos is one of the one young bright spots over the last couple of years. Finally made an all-star game last year. First homegrown outfielder all-star since Chili Davis. And that's the guy we're going to give zero leeway to? You're going to hammer that guy because we're angry at ownership, because we're angry at the manager, because we're frustrated that the entire team has underperformed? That guy? We're not going to give him a little bit of leeway? I get it. We're frustrated, fans. Like, I'm frustrated. I'm certainly not happy. I know the guys in the dugout aren't happy. I get we want to, like, crucify everybody for every little thing. And Ramos he's had some moments this year that have frustrated all of us, whether it be defensively, running the bases, you know, all that.
Rose.
But that's the guy we're going to crush? Shame on us. Shame on us as a fan base. Like, honestly, like, we can't allow a guy to have a back of a manager who's the only manager for the Giants who's actually played Ramos more than like a week at a time. You know, Of course that guy's going to defend that guy. Of course he is. I get it. Like, let's have a little bit of perspective here. Ramos back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Never had an opportunity to solidify himself at any single point. And whether we think Bob Melvin stinks or not is irrelevant. That's the one guy, Bob Melvin, who's actually played Elliot Ramos for an extended period of time. Of course he has his back. I call that some loyalty. I actually applaud him for that. And us Giants fans have to come down his road? It's kind of like, I just think it was a bad look by us as a fan base, a media contingent. Have a little bit of perspective.
Well, I think the fans, I mean, before this comment, and obviously we'll read the comments from what Ramos said at batting practice yesterday before the game, because he wanted to clarify said comments about the fans. But a lot of fans, and I was listening because Willard and Dids were talking about it when it came out. You know, there was a lot of people calling in about it and say, you know, they just didn't strike the right tone. Ramos needed to strike the right tone, and it's just not the right moment for him to be talking about the fans right now when the fans are the ones that are showing up still. Even when this team has been that bad, the fans are the ones showing up. I'm just telling you what I was hearing from the station yesterday. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just getting it from the fan perspective here, from some fans they're frustrated. It's like, listen, just don't say anything at that point. And the last line, I think, was the one that stuck out to me when he said, fans are going to be fans. We can't do nothing about it. Yeah, exactly. That at the end of the day, fans are going to be fans. They're going to be frustrated. Exactly. That's what fans do. And that's what I was getting from Elliot Ramos yesterday. And honestly, I actually appreciated him saying that because it was him being frustrated. Like, he's just frustrated about the whole situation. You're frustrated. I'm frustrated. Sam, the players, the manager, they're all frustrated. And that was a frustrated comment I heard from Elliot Ramos yesterday. And it was actually refreshing because how much time did we talk in our pre-show meetings? Often, like, is someone going to get mad? Is someone going to get angry? Is someone going to get upset and say, like, this isn't right what we're watching? Something needs to change. Well, Ramos is mad and upset, but he's saying, hey, you can be mad. You can be angry. We're angry too. Don't come at my manager like that, though. Because he cares. Don't question the care of my manager when he's got my back, as you mentioned, every single day. He's got the players' backs every single day.
Have a right to be disappointed overall. I get it.
Yes,
but here's my thing. Like, we're really going to be raged out over Elliot Ramos having the back of his manager? I mean, like, honestly,
all the guys
on this team, you know what I mean? Like, the guy's making 750 grand. He has been so much better. Like, he's the one young everyday player. Every day. He plays every single day. The one young everyday player this organization can hang their hat on as someone like, hey, we developed him.
Yeah, but he's been captain struggle bus the last 2 months. He's been struggling mightily.
Joe.
I'm just telling you.
All true. He's had some boneheaded plays in the field. And yet still, he's been a bright spot. Would you agree?
No, for the totality of the season, I agree. But him slumping amidst this Giants massive slump has been very difficult for Giants fans. Also, the Bob Melvin aspect of it. No one's defending Bob Melvin right now. No one. So that's why they're looking for a reason. That's what I'm telling you. Fans are looking for anyone.
No, I understand that.
Oh, you're defending Bob? No, that's bad. That's bad. You can't do that.
But ever if there was a guy to give a little grace to, wouldn't it be Ramos? And wouldn't it be Ramos regarding his affection for that manager, given that's the only guy that's given him a chance? Like, I just... Have you not been watching Giants baseball? Like, if this was a couple years ago, we would have treated Ramos like Mack Williamson or one of these other, like, also-rans coming in and out of AAA. Like, they have had a pipeline of 4A outfielders who have never gotten an opportunity. And I'll give Bob this bit of credit. He's actually stuck with Ramos for two straight years, it feels like.
Connor Joe.
Who do you expect him to have the backup? I don't know, man.
And, you want to hear his comments yesterday after batting practice? So this is later on. Would you like to hear them? I can give them to you.
I do. And here's a great example. I brought up kind of just the language thing. And I see all the comments flowing in. I have one person from the 510. Joe, as a Filipino, I 100% agree. You're spot on. Then the very next person, you're a dumbass. You know, typical white person, blame it on accent. Forget race for a second. Dylan Gabriel speaks pretty good English. Dylan Gabriel did an interview after his preseason game number 2 against whoever the Browns were playing, where he performed pretty well. And I saw everyone take his comments out of context, where he was talking about some people are entertainers and some people are competitors. Now, apparently, I didn't know this, but apparently he's been saying a line similar to that going back to his Oregon days. Yeah. And everybody lost their minds and we raged out over him. He's talking about Shedeur Sanders. So this is not just about whether it's English, whether it's speaking in a second or third language. To me, this is more of a reflection of society. We rage out over everything and we can't allow, and I'm guilty of it too. I freely admit I'm part of the mob at times. We can't let the dust settle a little and have a little, like an ounce of perspective on anything. We have to lose our minds.
And this was Ramos. These are the comments made. This is via Alex Pavlovich of NBC Sports Bay Area. I'm reading his column right here. Before batting practice, Elliot Ramos, quote, "I love the fans and they always show me love in the field. I have nothing against them. Every time I'm walking on the streets with my family, they love me and I love them back. All I'm trying to say is in the inner circle, obviously not even you guys that are reporters know what's going on in the clubhouse. All I want to say is that Bob is a great manager. I'm just trying to have Bob's back. I'm just trying to support him." There you go.
Which I think is is that not reasonable?
It's very reasonable, but it's not the in vogue thing to do right now if you're a Giants fan, because Bob Melvin's enemy number one here in the Bay Area. So that's why people are frustrated. It's like, why are you having his back? I want to be able to hate Bob Melvin. You can't do that. But I think fans, you, I, everyone need to take some perspective here and say, listen, just because you're fed up with the guy doesn't mean the players are fed up with the guy.
I just don't understand why we can't allow a little bit of grace. Everything needs to go all the way to the other. Let's destroy Elliot Ramos. Like, I'm frustrated too. But of all the guys on the team, and I know, look, Joe, your point about, heck, he's made a lot of mistakes defensively and base running, no doubt. Do we not think that the guy tries hard?
Of course. He's not, if I'm looking at the problems of the season, I'm not looking at Elliot Ramos. I'm not.
That's what I'm saying.
No, I'm not.
That's what I'm saying.
He's actually one of the pieces I'm looking forward towards the future of being like, okay.
And that's why.
This is a young pillar.
The reaction blew me away, quite frankly. It blew me away how angry. And to me, it speaks of Giants fans are so upset over everything that's going on. We're looking for the bad guy. We're looking for the bad guy and we're trying to create an enemy. And it's like, hey, sometimes it just ain't your year. And yeah, they probably are going to make some changes. This isn't our year. Let's not take it out on Elliot Ramos. I just want to defend the guy. I feel bad for him.
Were the baseball gods in his favor yesterday, Joe, after that non-call home run? It was overturned. Xander Bogaerts looked like it just flipped off Elliot Ramos's glove. Fan gets the obstruction there.
That was such a crazy play.
It was very crazy. And Ramos talked about it.
Not really. I did think I had it easier than that. But whenever I was about to catch it, I saw that like his arms was like over me, kind of. So I was guessing like, no, it hit the arm or something. So when I was trying to catch it, it just like hit my glove. And then I saw the replay. It doesn't show. It only shows the guy on the bottom. It doesn't show the guy on the top. But he was like over me, literally over me, and his whole body was across the wall. So it just like clipped the finger a little bit.
And then the fans, the boo birds were out in San Diego after that call was overturned, and things are not going well for the Padres right now. What have they lost? 4 in a row? Not looking good for San Diego, although the Dodgers did lose yesterday too on a walk-off against the Colorado Rockies. Don't see that every day. So they're still only a couple games back in the NL West race. But Ramos did talk about the Padres fan booing him.
I'm just saying it's not my fault. I'm not the one who overturned the call. Like, you know, I mean, why are you mad at me? I'm just here playing. But some of them were laughing, smiling. Some of them were talking a lot of trash. I'm like, all right, I'm here for it.
I like a little pause. Talking a lot of trash. There you go. I need to make sure my comments are clear this time.
When Casey Schmidt booted the ball, picked it up, and fired it like 7,000 feet to the right on Devers, two things flashed before my eyes. A, they're blowing this game. And B, oh my God, Devers, please don't like throw your left arm out on that play as the runner is coming down the base. Because that's how you could separate your shoulder and be out for the year. You know, like,
or tear a ligament in the elbow. Yeah, something.
We have a phrase, eat it, right? Meaning the play's dead. Don't throw the ball around. And that was a classic case of Schmidt should have just ate that ball. And I think we all were thinking the same thing. Uh-oh, here comes Ryan Walker. And you know what? Credit Ryan Walker for stabilizing things. And we got to Randy Rodriguez in the ninth, Joe. We finally got to Randy. And it was kind of an adventure, but I thought he looked good.
It was fine. Hey, listen, you won the game.
Yeah.
That's all that matters. It doesn't.
Exactly.
4-3. You've won two in a row. Get another one. It's called a winning streak, Joey. Can they do it? Can they sustain this thing?
That was actually a fun 500? Game.
There you go. There was a lot baked into it. It was fun. Like, and it's the Padres, and they're struggling, and you're down in San Diego. And shout out to those watching on YouTube, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.